Hare Krishna. This is the beginning of our reading from Gopal Champu by Srila Jiva Goswami. There is a very sweet relationship between the two narrators of this Leela and this Leela itself. Every morning, before Krishna and Balaram go to take the cows out for grazing, there are the two bards, Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta, who come into the assembly of the Brajavasis, and for the pleasure of the Brajavasis and Nanda Baba and his four brothers, as well as for the pleasure of Sri Krishna and Balaram, Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta are singing about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. They are very beautiful to look at and very extraordinary. And when they came to the Damodar Leela, Nanda Maharaj asked, well, what happened to the twin Arjuna trees after they were delivered by Krishna when he pulled them down with the mortar to which he was bound by Mother Yashoda? What happened to these two? They had the darshan of Krishna. They were together with my Lord. They must have achieved an extraordinary result if even the dust which is touched by the feet of the Lord takes on different qualities. If the cows are so blissful just by being together with Krishna, they must also be very blissful, because everything which comes in contact, everyone which comes in contact with my darling boy is transformed for life. Thus Nanda Maharaj discussed like this. The two looked down on the ground, and after some time they very shyly said, we are these two souls who were once these two trees. We are now here singing about Krishna as the result of being together with Krishna. Very, very, very nice. So one morning, Snigdhakanta began his narration. He began. Narration means he sang and narrated. It's very musical. He said, the month of Kartik was nearing conclusion. Early one morning, Sri Yashoda gladly looked at her sleeping little Gopal, whose eyes were now closed and they resembled blue lotus flowers. Mother Yashoda contently looked upon her child and began to gently and lovingly stroke him with her hands, which are as soft as fresh budding leaves. When she noticed that little Gopal was still fast asleep, she felt relief because she needed some work, to do some work. And she slowly and silently left his bedside. She entered the courtyard on her own, tied her cloth tightly around her, and started churning some yogurt to use in her home. You can just imagine this loving scene, Mother Yashoda tiptoeing into the bedroom of little Krishna. Krishna fastly asleep. Mother Yashoda wants to check if it's time, if he's soon awake. So he strikes him softly with her hands on his lotus body. And she looks at Krishna. And she sees these beautiful closed eyes. You know, imagine Krishna's eyes are usually very alert. They're darting back and forth. And he looks often from the side of his eyes, the corners of his eyes, at his devotees. But now the eyes are closed. And maybe Mother Yashoda whispered at that time, "My little blue lotus," because Krishna had such lotus eyes. It was a specific day, this day. Sri Upananda, Nanda Maharaja's brother, had persistently invited Rohini and Balaram to come to his village. And so that morning, Rohini and Baladev were not at home, or were not there in the courtyard in the Nanda Bhavan. They had gone on a beautiful chariot which Upananda had sent, and they went to his home. There were maid servants who were coming and going, doing different services. There was quite a lot to do because the Indra Puja, which happened annually, was quickly approaching. And according to the traditional culture of Braj, Indra Puja was done with a lot of offerings to Indra and the hoisting of a flag, the victory flag of Indra. We know that one day, on his seventh birthday, Krishna stopped that traditional festival. But for now, this festival was fully prepared by all the maidservants who were doing different things. And Mother Yashoda therefore personally said to churn the yogurt with great care. To encourage her son's sweet slumber, Mother Yashoda was singing songs as she churned. And she sang in these songs like things like, "You are liberating the Putana. We were so afraid when Trinavata came and captured you and brought you high in the air, but you made him fall down." So she sang like this, but mostly she sang about, "You are so attractive and so beautiful." Srila Sukadev Goswami had talked about this day. He had said, "One day when all the maid servants were engaged in various tasks, Sri Yashoda, the wife of Sri Nanda, personally began to churn yogurt. At that time, songs about Sri Krishna's childhood pastimes came to her mind, and she began to sing them." Mother Yashoda churning is quite a seen. She is a very dark complexion, and her dhoti stands out, and as she churns, everything shakes. Her earrings shake, her bangles shake, the little thing of kinkini bells is singing, the bells are singing. And in the meantime, now Krishna drowsily begins to open his eyes. just a little. He was not fully awake, but just a little awake. So Mother Yashoda thought, let me sing some more. He will appreciate these songs. Would you all like to know these songs which Mother Yashoda sings? Would you like to know the kirtan of Mother Yashoda, the glorification of her son? It's a very sweet, very full of rasa. You can imagine that she is, her heart is overwhelmed with affection. She's perspiring, but she's happy because she knows from this yogurt which I'm churning, I will make first class butter. And this butter will be for the pleasure of my little son. She has special cows who smell like, what was it, lotus. They're called Padmaganda cows. And she sings. I would love to sing it, but it may sound not so accomplished in English, so I will just simply read it. Oh, my darling son, you are the crest ornament of the dynasty of Gokulpati Sri Nanda Maharaj. It must be that these Brajabasis have performed greatly pious acts to witness you bringing joy to their hearts. Your activities delight the eyes of all. She must have thought how everyone was just looking, how Krishna and Balaram, who were very small at that time, were crawling through the, not dust, but through the mud of Braj. Why mud? Well, there was powder, powdered dust, but the cows had enhanced the quality of the dust by their Shri cow urine and Shri cow dung. And therefore it was a very nice mud, nicely smelling. And Krishna liked to just move like a little snake, a black snake through the mud, and Balaram like a white snake. And they would, when someone came by, they would think this must be Nanda Baba or Yashoda. They would go up to them or crawl up to them, but when they noticed that they were strangers, they were afraid, and they ran away. So these were very delightful activities. And sometimes Krishna would come up to the calves. Balaram would come up to the calves just very stealthily. They didn't see it. They would capture the tails of the calves, and when the calves were frightened and galloped away, they pulled the two through the mud. And this was also something to see, the frightened calves, and Krishna Balaram laughing and enjoying to be pulled through the mud. Very, very nice pastimes which delight the eyes of all. By the festival of your birth, a blissful festival, you have given joy to the cowherd community. And the most recent act which you did, that is the auspicious act of killing Putana, by this act you have spread the glory of your father, the king of Gokula, far and wide. Let's see how Mother Yashoda is perceiving this. She thinks, like a mother, you know, when a mother sees that her son kills a giant or slaps a giant monster, so that the monster falls to the ground, she has reason to be proud. She has reason to announce, well, this means you come from a very strong father, and therefore your qualities of confronting Putana are extremely impressive. Then she says, you have eliminated Chakasura, who made everyone lose all composure. We know when Chakatasura, when the cart fell down, everyone was threatened because the cart was disassembled and made a lot of noise. You were blessed by the auspicious rituals of the Brahmanas. Later, Sri Nanda's worshipful deity, Parameshvara, returned you to us after destroying Trinavata along with his storm. See how the mother thinks. The storm took us away, but fortunately, Nanda Maharaj has daily worshipped the supreme controller, Parameshvara, and he brought you back. O lotus-eyed boy, of incomparable piety, you used to crawl about on your tiny hands and knees in our charming courtyard. You have shown great expertise in playing various games, and you have demonstrated many varieties of dance. I just wrote in the book that nowadays you have to be careful when you mention God, because many think of God as a stern, strict person who hurls down thunderbolts to punish those who deviate from his commandments, and he is God. The name is often misused by clergy who used him to threaten the poor people, to give taxes to a few elite rulers, and in this way the name God is associated with images. But and some people doubt, is he there, or is he just a fabrication in the minds of those who are weak and can't get their own activities together? But the Vedas inform us that indeed there is God, but he is rasa. He bursts with delight, with love and affection, believe it or not, more often than not, he dances. He seems to dance from his early childhood. Like Mother Yashoda says, you demonstrate many varieties of dance, and by his dance, everything that moves keeps on moving just the way it should. So the Lord is a loving Lord, a playful Lord. While you playfully quarrel with the elder gopis, you would frivolously increase everyone's confusion through your far out plays. O Krishna, since I am your mother, please forever continue to expand my already boundless joy. And Krishna is half asleep, and mother thinks, quickly grow healthy and strong, and fulfill our desire by delighting our eyes with your many lively pastimes. At first, you caused bewilderment, by displaying the three worlds within your mouth. Later, however, it was understood that by doing so, you confirmed the existence of Lord Vishnu's illusory potency, the Vaishnavi Maya. O Krishna, may your body be free from aging and death, and may you become the bestower of bliss by serving Sri Hari. These are the songs of Mother Yashoda, which tell us a little bit what is in her heart, the type of love she has. And it is therefore that she is celebrated as the Janani, the mother of Krishna, whose fortune is greater than that of Nanda Maharaj and of the other Brijbasis, because, as we will soon see, her intimate pastime with Lord Krishna is so powerful, it is so much blessed, that anyone who hears about this will develop attraction to Krishna. We will end here this pastime. More will come as Krishna wakes up completely.